Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Lutheran Radio UK. I am Tapani Simayoki, and it's my great pleasure to present another episode of Sunday Cantata, the program that brings you a cantata written by Johann Sebastian Bach on the day of the church year it was written for. A special welcome to first-time listeners. If this is your first time listening, make sure you don't miss out on the past episodes. Just visit the Lutheran Radio UK website and click on the programs link, where you can find every episode of Sunday Cantata available for listening whenever you wish. Today's cantata is another work Bach wrote in his first year in Leipzig, being first performed on the fifth Sunday of Easter, Cantate, which in 1724 fell on the 7th day of May. By the time Bach arrived in Leipzig in 1723 as the cantor of the St. Thomas Choir School and the director of music at the main churches of Leipzig, St. Thomas's, St. Nicholas and St. Paul's, he was already an experienced composer of church music and had a good number of cantatas under his belt. In fact, the surviving pre-Leipzig cantatas, and a great many have not survived, take up the first 7 discs of Bach Collegium Japan's chronological survey of the complete church cantatas featured in Sunday Cantata. It used to be thought that the remaining cantatas, which number around 175, were written steadily over the 27 years Bach spent in Leipzig before his death there in 1750. However, in the 1950s, a careful study of the manuscript scores of the surviving Leipzig cantatas revealed that the vast majority were composed in just 3 years at the beginning of the composer's tenure in the city. In practice, that meant that besides all his other work and his family duties, Bach was writing a new cantata every week or fortnight, not only composing around 20 minutes of new music, but having the individual parts copied out for every singer and instrumentalist, and rehearsing it. He also wrote at least 3 Passion Oratorios in these years, of which 2, the St. John and the St. Matthew, survive. As I have said before, such productivity was not unusual by the standards of the time, and some composers wrote many more cantatas than Bach did. However, what makes this achievement so astonishing is that never once did Bach resort to composing by numbers to produce mediocre but satisfactory music. Every one of the cantatas he rushed off in this flurry of creative activity has stood the test of time and remains in the repertoire as a timeless gem. For the composer, such creative genius was ultimately a source of deep disappointments. His employers rarely appreciated his gifts, and neither did the clergy or congregations of the Leipzig churches. In his lifetime, only one cantata was ever published. Moreover, the standard of the performances was often rather poor. The choir consisted mainly of boys at the choir school, and with only one rehearsal before the Sunday main service, they often failed to master the uncompromisingly demanding music Bach wrote for them. Therefore, it's not entirely surprising that after a few years, Bach almost gave up on cantata writing and began to recycle his past works and the works of others. He didn't stop altogether, but the explosion of new church music that marked his early years in Leipzig was never repeated. What was the driving force behind this stupendous feat of cantata writing? No doubt Bach's motives, like those of all of us, were mixed. However, we have documentary evidence for one key factor. At the beginning of every score, Bach inscribed the letters JJ, and each score concluded with SDG. JJ stands for Jesu Juva, Jesus Help, and SDG for Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be glory. All this music was more than an outlet for his own creativity, and far more than a mere duty of office. For Johann Sebastian Bach, the devout Lutheran Christian, the sacred music was an act of homage to God and an instrument for the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks to musicians such as the Japanese Christian conductor Masaki Suzuki and his Bach Collegium Japan, Bach continues to propagate the gospel through his music around the world, including in places where neither the music nor the gospel it preaches have been heard before. Bach's cantatas were written to form an integral part of the Sunday and festival services of the churches and chapels he served. As a result, one of their central features is the way that the biblical text or theme forming the heart of the libretto is applied to the contemporary Christian, the life of faith, temptation, struggle and redemption, as experienced by those who heard the music as part of their worship. In this way, the cantata supplemented the readings, the hymns, and the sermon of the day, to form part of the catechesis, instruction, of God's people. Today's cantata, BWV 166, is a very good example of that catechetical focus. The cantata's title, Wo gehest du hin? Where are you going? Is a quotation from the Gospel reading for today, where Jesus says to his disciples, I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? From this seemingly peripheral element of the reading, a writer whose identity has not been preserved, fashioned a libretto that calls the hearer's focus to the enduring significance of Jesus' death and resurrection for each individual. Bach opens the cantata by launching straight into Jesus' question, Where are you going? The four words being the entire text of the movement. Since these are the words of Christ, the words are given to a solo bass. Not only does the singer ask Jesus' question repeatedly, but the orchestral accompaniment, strings and oboe, seems to be echoing the question, Wohin, whither, with its brief interrupted phrases. It's noticeable that while the repetition of the question adds urgency, the tone is gentle throughout. There is no finger-wagging or haranguing, for the question emanates from the loving lips of Jesus, who loved his own to the end, as John tells us earlier in his Gospel, even when they failed to understand his teaching and were about to abandon him. The reply to Jesus' question reveals the nature of the catechetical application of the Gospel in this cantata. In its original setting in the Gospel, it is Jesus who voices the question on behalf of the silent, uncomprehending disciples. It is as if Jesus were saying, I know that you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm going away, and you have no idea what that is. Yet none of you dares to ask what you all want to know. Where are you going? Bach's librettist proceeds from this unspoken question of the disciples to Jesus by presenting Jesus' question as a reply to it. You want to know where I'm going. Now let me ask you, where are you going, O Christian? The solo tenor answers this probing question in a meditative aria, which is built on top of a trio sonata for violin, oboe, and basso continuo. I shall think of heaven and not give away my heart to the world. For whether I go or stand still, I have this question in my mind. Man, ah man, where are you going? Like in English, in the German text the word I at the start of the sentence is standard syntax, without emphasis. Bach adds stress to the word by placing a short rest immediately after it every time it is sung. I shall think of heaven. Thus the hearer is forced to ponder, and how shall I answer? With this simple device, Bach turns this answer into a declaration, little like Joshua's, to the people of Israel. Choose this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Incidentally, the music for this movement demonstrates the hazardous process of the transmission of Bach's cantatas to our day, unpublished as they were. At some point in history, the solo violin part went missing. However, an organ arrangement of the aria was published in the middle of the 19th century, claiming to have been made by Bach. Although it's unlikely that the arrangement was made by the composer, there is no reason to believe that the music has been altered significantly, and it has been used to reconstruct the missing violin part, as we will hear it today. The believer's response is a prayer addressed to Christ, the third verse of a hymn by Bartholomäus Ringwald. It is sung by the soprano soloist as a slow cantus firmus, over a vigorous hymn accompaniment, which expresses a firm trust in a gracious response in a way that isn't obvious from the hymn tune. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, keep me in your thoughts, and do not let me at any time falter in this purpose, but instead let me firmly persevere until my soul from its nest shall go to heaven. The bass now returns with the recitative. The words are now not Christ's. Instead, he gives a warning against placing one's hope in the joys of this world, in words that echo many passages in the Psalms. All mankind is heading for the same destination, death. Therefore, it is imperative to live as mindful of how fleeting life is. Just as rainwater soon flows away and many colors easily fade, so is it also with joy in this world, which many people value so highly. Even though sometimes people are seen to be flourishing with the good fortune for which they longed, still even in the best days, quite unexpectedly, the last hour may strike. The alto aria that follows develops this theme and applies it very specifically as a warning against trust in earthly good fortune. You should take care when good fortune smiles, for easily in this earthly life, before evening, things can turn out differently from what you thought in the morning. The warning is serious, but it is given without tub-thumping. The music takes the form of a rather operatic minuet, where the words, "Wenn das Gelücke lacht," literally, "when fortune laughs," are presented with good-humoured literalism. Every time the word lacht comes, the soloist breaks down in light-hearted giggling, which then spreads one by one throughout the orchestra. Yet with this light-hearted gesture, the composer merely underlines the sentiment of the words, the ultimate frivolity of earthly life. The response is neither despair nor earnest moralism, but an appeal to the grace of God in the blood of Christ. And so the work closes with the opening verses of Emilia Juliana von Schwarzburg-Rudolstadt's hymn, "Wer weiß wie näher mir mein Ende," which was translated in the Lutheran hymnal as, "Who knows when death may overtake me." Who knows how near to me is my end? Time goes away, death comes, ah, how quickly and swiftly can my death agony come. My God, I entreat you through the blood of Christ, just let me make a good end. Sadly, this hymn, one of Bach's evident favourites, has fared rather poorly in recent decades. Of the original 12 verses, only the last quarter survived into the Lutheran service book as hymn number 598, "Once in the Blessed Baptismal Waters." If you are familiar with that hymn, may I encourage you to study the whole work? Perhaps Bach's beautiful harmonization of it here is an additional incentive. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simoyoki. We will now hear a complete performance of Bach's solo cantata for Cantata Sunday, Vogehes du hin, BWV 166. The recording is taken from volume 19 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete cycle of Bach's sacred cantatas, published by BIS. The choir and orchestra are directed by Masaki Suzuki, and the soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Stefan McLeod, bass. This recording is made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
Wasser bald verfließen und manche Farben leicht verschießen, so geht es auch der Freude in der Welt, auf welchen mancher Mensch so viele Stücken hält. Denn ob man gleich zuweilen sieht, dass sein gewünschtes Glück erblüht, so kann doch wohl in besten Tagen ganz unvermut die letzte Stunde schlagen.
Thank you for your company. I'm Tapani Simoyuki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham. Find out more about Our Saviour Lutheran Church by visiting our website, oslc.org.uk. where you can view our events calendar, listen to past sermons and Bible studies, and get in touch with us. And while you're on the web, spend some time on Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and explore our other programmes, which you can listen to at your leisure. I look forward to your company again the same time next week. You have been listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK.